following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Welcome to Friday's edition of Fireside Chats from Refuge Calvary Chapel.
Here we are.
Huntington Beach. And I have had several opportunities in the last couple of days to remind people of the ladies' Bible study,
yeah.
And I have kept forgetting.
Oh, well, that's okay.
I got caught up in what I was talking about, but tell everybody what you guys are studying now.
We're going through the book of Habakkuk. We're in chapter 3 this Tuesday morning at 9:15 and Tuesday evening at 7:15. Very excited about what's in this chapter and what's in this whole book, actually.
Yeah.
It's I'm really enjoying it. I hope you guys are too.
I'm going to point at an amazing teacher.
Oh,
right there.
Up.
There she is. She's an amazing teacher. Yeah. I know men who have said, I'm kind of glad this is online because I get to go to the women's Bible study. No, babe, you're an amazing teacher. I remember when you first started this out in Desert Hot Springs.
Scared to death. Ooh,
all those years ago.
That's, still am
that
scared.
Is amazing. God is so good. That it'll be, you know what? It'll be 40 years ago.
Woo-hoo.
That we started that church in around this time next year. Wow. So I want to read two verses to you. We're going to come back and talk about them, and I'm going to start with a song that I hope the message of this song resonates in your heart. We are living in the last days, and we have opportunity to serve Jesus here and do things on earth we will never get to do in heaven. We will not be able to go out those doors and evangelize people in the streets and the campuses and the coffee shops. I know some of those are closed down right now, but there's people everywhere you go and everywhere you shop. But the song is about that. But listen to this. These are the two verses Joy and I are going to talk a little bit about today. It says, the fallow ground of the poor would yield much food, but it is swept away through injustice. And you put that together. That was chapter 13, verse 23 of Proverbs. And this is chapter 14, verse 23. And it says, in all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty. So, Father, be with us this time as we move our way to communion today. And we thank you for the promise that we hold that our Savior, Jesus, is coming for us one day. And thank you, Lord, that we get to do something significant in his name right here until he comes. Amen. Soon and very soon, my King is coming, robed in righteousness, crowned with love. And when I see him, I shall be made like him soon and very soon. Soon and very soon I'll be going to the place he has prepared for me. And there my sin erased, my shame forgotten, soon and very soon. And I will be with the one I love, with unveiled face I'll see him. There my soul will be satisfied soon and very soon. I love this verse. Soon and very soon, see the procession. You'll be in that procession. Soon and very soon, see the procession, the angels and the elders round the throne, and at his feet I'll lay my crowns, my worship, soon and very soon. Though I have not seen him, my heart knows him
well. Jesus Christ, the Lamb, the Lord of heaven. Sing with me, I will be with the one I love. And I will be with the one with unveiled face. With unveiled face I'll see him. And there my soul satisfied will be satisfied. Soon and very soon. Soon and very soon.
How soon?
Very soon. Maybe in the next few seconds.
Who knows? So many people
Jesus
have been wondering.
Coming back.
Amen. A lot of people have been wondering during this time if these are the beginnings of what the scripture calls birth pangs, that the baby's on the way. Oh, and by the way, we've got to welcome a new member of our congregation. Her name is Everly.
Everly
Short.
Rose.
Born to the Short family. Everly.
What's
Everly her? Rose. Everly Rose. Ooh. And saw pictures of her today online. And oh, she's a gorgeous baby with a big, huge, open mouth smile on her face, and mom and dad as well. So to Caleb and Tabitha, congratulations. And to Pete and Teresa, one set of grandparents, congratulations. Your lives have changed in so many wonderful ways. Yeah. Amen. Remember the first one?
I do. I think we discussed that last time.
God is so good. God is so good.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this a little bit. Before we go to communion, we're going to be on time today.
It could happen.
I think it might happen.
It could happen.
It all depends on you. Oh, man, that was what they call a pregnant pause. No, we're not having another child. But if it goes over, it will most definitely be my fault. Okay, Proverbs. pardon, that's a little inside joke there. But Proverbs 14. Verse 23, in all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty. And there's such a, you know, the book of Proverbs is just filled with principles. And some of them are promises too. And but I love this one that Solomon put together for his son, trying to sow some seeds of wisdom into the heart of a boy that would be king and are likely to be king. And and he says to him, all toil is going to lead to profit, but
some
just
kind of
talk.
Profit.
You know, the you can have all the big plans in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bible says something about the mind of man.
Yep. Man plans their way, but God,
But God
directs their steps.
Directs the steps, yes.
And the rest of that.
It's one thing to sit around and plan and dream and talk about what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and I have been talking about, we're going to write a book, you know, and you've got, Joy has an amazing idea for a biography and a book of lessons to our kids, and I've got several book ideas in my head, but right now,
putting them on paper.
It's just talk, and I got to take the talk and turn that talk into words that are written talk, so it moves on to somebody else and hopefully can bless them. So all toil, the work on a project, it will bring profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk your way right into the poorhouse. But then this one was interesting. This was from yesterday. I'm trying to go along with the chapters of Proverbs on some daily reading. And in the first one that I read to you in chapter 13, let's put these two side by side. In verse 23, the fallow ground of the poor would yield much food. And what that says to us is that you might have a plot of ground, but if you leave it all fallow, which means if you leave it untilled, it's not the same. Joy and I were talking about this earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the path by the side of the field that has been trodden and it's hard and you really got to get out and dig down deep to make that, you know, what do they call it? Plantable. There's a better word than that. I don't know what it is at this moment. But the fallow ground, it would have helped the poor. But if it stays fallow,
You're on the road to the poorhouse. So here's what we were talking about earlier today, that all of us have been given a gift. And it comes in a strange package because it's one of those, you could call it serendipitous. It comes along with this season of COVID crisis that the whole world is in. I want to say this again. Hey, one of the reasons that the death rate has not been higher is because people like you have been praying. So don't just jump to the conclusion that the scientists were wrong. They're kind of surprised that it didn't turn out the way they thought, but they didn't take into account that a billion Christians around the world were praying. So I think God has been hearing that, and I give thanks to Him for that. But one of the gifts that we've been given in this season is a change of our schedules. Mm. Has your schedule changed any?
Oh, yeah.
We just find ourselves...
I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is, but...
Yeah.
I'm not a mom with little kids.
Yeah.
That's not discretionary time when your little kids are home from school.
You were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
About, I was thinking, I used to know exactly, and I'm with you, babe, that I spend most days thinking, this feels like a Friday to me, because you're kind of at the end of the week, and it just feels weird. But here's the deal. In that change of our schedules and our rhythms, I used to know what I'm doing on Thursday. I used to know exactly what I'm doing on Monday morning at 11 or Wednesday afternoon as I study for the Bible study here. But all of that has changed, and many of our folks that are listening right now have a gift of extra time that they didn't have. And the question I want to put to you is, what are you going to do with that time? Who are you going to contact? Well, what could you be doing with that extra time, all kinds of projects that might be around the house. And you've been on some of those projects at home, cleaning, organizing, that kind of stuff. I built a couple of, or put together a couple of shelves out in the garage to try to organize and trying to get down to things like that writing project that I was talking about. But I just want to encourage you, and if there's anything else you want to put into this, please do. But there's... the time that you have before things go back to quote-unquote normal and the job time, your job takes up a lot of your schedule, and also the freeways are jammed again. I've been loving the freeways, getting from here to there much quicker. But use this time and say, God, what do you want me to do with this gift of discretionary time? Time that I can use any way that I want. Not just, you know, mindlessly spending time in nonsense that doesn't get anything done, but break up the fallow ground. Do some planting. Do some sowing. And do some calling and communication. Do something for the King and ask Him what that is today. What does He want you to do? Now, we started with this. Did you have anything you want to add on that?
No, I just, other than... you know, being able to teach your kids more than you were able to before, and new things, the skills that you guys are learning, the new skills that everybody's learning during this time of quarantine has just been, I'm amazed at you guys and how much you are doing with your time. It's just exciting to see.
Talked to somebody just yesterday, one of the Marino siblings was saying she's taking music online and she's studying this and she's studying that and art classes others are taking. So good on you for that. But this last verse leads us to our communion time here. I was reading this thinking about the fact that Jesus as a Savior did more than just come to talk. It says, in all toil there's profit. Jesus worked hard to save you and I. He did the hard work of redemption. But with mere talk, it only leads to poverty. Mm-hmm. And we're told in Scripture to love not in word only, but in deed and in truth, actively. And Jesus certainly actively was loving us when He went to the cross, took that perfect sacrifice that only He was, and laid it upon that wretched instrument of execution, and willingly went there, nobody forcing Him to do it. Laid His life down, threw Himself into the arms of the powers that be, and they did what they were urged to do by the religious powers to be at that time. And Jesus went to that cross for you and I. It wasn't mere words. He didn't just come to the world to tell us, hey, I love you all so much. Please get along. Can't we all just get along? He didn't just come with words. He came with the deed of redemption. And we pause at the end of our week, the beginning of our weekend here, as we're getting ready to gather together online only until the law changes on that. And we'll be meeting on Saturday at 6 p.m. right here, wherever you're watching right now. You can watch then, Sunday morning at 7:30, 9, and 11. Might want to put together a couple of watch parties with some friends. Say, hey, attend this service online with me, and let's talk about it afterwards. But we'll be together again all this weekend. But at the end of this week, beginning of this weekend, let's pause to remember how much he paid for us. The Bible says this. Paul said, I receive this from the Lord, and I give it to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take and eat. Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Father in heaven, we thank you for the body of Jesus Christ. We thank you for that monumental offering, that one sacrifice that was enough. He died once for all that we might be made the children of God. And Father, I pray for anybody out there listening today that sort of stumbled into this communion service, that this would be the moment that they say, Jesus, forgive my sins and put my life back together. Break my addiction, whatever it is, Father. I pray you'd hear those prayers raised to you right now, and you would answer as you always promise that you will. You say, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us. So we thank you for allowing your body, Lord, to be loaded up with our sins that you carried away to that place of execution. Mm-hmm. And we do this, we eat this bread in remembrance of you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take the bread together. Remember his body that was offered for you. It says, in the same manner, Jesus also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you preach the Lord's death until he comes. Father, again, we are so grateful for the blood of Jesus that washed away our sins. It breaks our heart that it had to be done that way, that the perfect Son of God, God the Son, had to come to this earth, suffer horribly, and die that death because we were the guilty who would have perished if he hadn't done it. So, Lord, we are thankful to you, and we receive this refreshing remembrance of your love for us, how deep our Father's love is for us. And we say thank you, Lord, for saving us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's drink together. Amen. Well, may the Lord bless you and keep you. We hope you tune in this weekend for services here at Refuge, and we'll be back with the fireside chats all next week. Until then, be the church out there. Love the people in front of you and give them a blessing in the name of Jesus. God will open doors and you'll get to share the gospel. God bless you. Grace and peace to you.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.